Time for more accessible shopping now here on RNIB Connect Radio, and just in time for Christmas too. And as the advertising goes, holidays are coming with access for blind and partially sighted people, as Coca-Cola has added NaviLens to their large Christmas can multi-packs, making it more accessible for blind and partially sighted people to find their products when they are going to their local store or supermarket. Mark Powell, Accessibility Innovation Lead here at the RNIB, joins me now to tell me more about NaviLens coming to Coca-Cola. Hello, Mark, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Firstly, Mark, how did the introduction of NaviLens to Coca-Cola's large Christmas multi-packs come about?
Yeah, so this originally happened last year. We had something called the What's In Store, which was a simulated store that we had in Hammersmith in London, which actually brought to life some of the actual issues and feelings that we have as blind and partially sighted people when shopping. And these packs included some quite funny packs with some funny information on them, but they also had some blank packaging as well. And basically from that, we created an asset where we showed people going into the store and getting really confused and not being able to access product information. And this video was actually got hold of by Coca-Cola, and they seen it. They were really bought into the idea of creating more accessible packaging. And then from there, the relationship evolved, and we've collaborated since. And yeah, I'm really pleased to say that they now have included NaviLens on their packaging to make it more accessible for people like ourselves.
Well, I have the NaviLens app on my smartphone, and I have used it a couple of times, but not as yet in the supermarket, as my wife and I do most of our shopping online. But for listeners who may not have heard of NaviLens or have used it at all, would you mind explaining how it all works and how it makes sort of shopping in the supermarket more easier for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, absolutely, Toby. And it's also important to say at this point that NaviLens in the supermarket is one thing. NaviLens at home is another thing with equally as much value. So basically, the code that's on pack, and people may have heard us talking about other brands such as Kellogg's, you're able in the store, once you've downloaded the NaviLens app, if you point your phone in the general direction as you're walking down the aisle, in which case we're talking about here, the drinks aisle, you can detect the on-code pack from probably around a 2 meter distance. And then you can get all the information on that pack in an accessible format on your phone. So you can also navigate to that product once you have detected the code using your smartphone. But the other thing is, if you're ordering online, and like I say, with some of the other products like Kellogg's that we've been talking about, like Aunt Betty's, which was another recent addition who have included NaviLens on their pack, once you're at home, you can then get all the information about that pack and about that product on your phone. So if particular items, like I talked about Aunt Betty's, who were a recent addition, there's cooking instructions on there, you can access them on your smartphone from home. So as I say, this is a proof of concept. It's only on the larger multi-pack versions of Coca-Cola to test out, to see what people think, for us to tweak and get it right and get it even better than it already is. But yeah, it's very much used in the supermarket and at home.
Why is it so important for Coca-Cola to join the likes of people like, as you've mentioned, Kellogg's and Procter & Gamble products and stuff, to make not only the packaging more accessible in the supermarket, but as you say, that experience at home about, sort of finding out what's in your product that you've got, or what actually is a product when you've got the shopping out at home? Why is it so important to make that experience more accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, I mean, we've championed this from the start in basically saying that everything on pack should be accessible if possible. And, through the use of technology, that is now possible through the likes of NaviLens and other solutions that are coming to the market. So now we can really bridge that gap between something that we've never done before. Now we can have that equal access. We can be on a level playing field to everybody else. So the fact that other brands are doing this is fantastic. Scale is really important, because there's absolutely no point, although this is a fantastic thing, I know there are brands coming on board all the time, there's absolutely no point in being on just a few products when ultimately we want choice. We want to access all the products in store. So you know, this is really important, but it's a really big step because, you know, we've got some big, big brands on board now with this idea who are really championing accessibility at the highest level. And really, for the first time, given that technology is allowing to do so, is allowing us to do things that we've never been able to do before. So this is a great step, but there's so much more to do. This isn't the end goal by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you see Coca-Cola adding NaviLens technology across all their products in the not too distant future? And do you have an idea of when that might come?
So at this stage, what we have in store is a proof of concept, like I say. So it's for us to learn. It's for Coca-Cola to learn how this has been received, what's needed in terms of, you know, potentially some tweaks. How's the technology performing? And that's going to be a decision for Coca-Cola to move forward. Would I like to see Coca-Cola take this on across their product range? Of course. You know, Coca-Cola are a big brand with lots of products that just go beyond what we know as Coca-Cola. So, you know, let's see where we are in the next couple of months. Let's learn from this. There are, like we've already talked about on this call, there are brands like Kellogg's who've rolled it out across their entire portfolio. So let's hope the other brands we've talked about here start to do the same.
And can you give me a hint of maybe other brands that might be joining Coca-Cola and the likes in 2023 and what might be going on behind the scenes to make that happen?
That's a good question. That's over. You put me on the spot there. What I can say is that there are other brands that are talking to us all of the time about making their products more accessible and coming up with new ways in doing so and coming up with new considerations in doing so. I can't go into the specifics on the brands at this stage because, you know, things can happen all of the time. And, you know, we've got to respect the confidence of the brands we're working with. But, you know, what I can say is that by early next year, January, February time, there will be more. And we will be talking more widely about that as and when they come, as I'm sure you'll be getting me on here to talk to the listeners again.
I was going to say, I'm sure we'll have you back to tell us more about what might be happening in 2023. And if you would like to find out more about NaviLens, how to download the app, how it all works, you can visit the RNIB website, that's rnib.org.uk, and type in NaviLens into the search box. Well, thank you very much indeed, Mark Powell, RNIB Accessibility Innovation Lead, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about NaviLens coming to Coca-Cola multipacks.
Thanks, Toby.